My name's Alison Nimmo. I'm mother of Stephen McDougall, who took his own life this year, in February. And I just want to try and raise awareness on young men to make sure that I can at least try and prevent another family, another mum, another brother going through what we're going through. Stephen was a very intelligent young man. He went to university, got a very good degree, went into a graduate program, loved his work, was very outgoing, was friendly, seemed to have a huge range of friends. Seemed to be able to make friends easy. He enjoyed the outdoors. He got his diving license. He got his parachute license. He played netball with a team. He enjoyed going to the gym, keeping fit, eating healthy, loved his food, eating at nice restaurants, and enjoyed his whiskey as a true Scotsman does. Actually, this was his second attempt. He tried back in November unsuccessfully. And I got a phone call from hospital from him in hospital telling me what he had attempted to do. And I brought him back home and we talked a lot about it and his reasons. And I thought, and he convinced me that it was a momentary thought, it was a stupid thought. He regretted doing it, and made me believe that he really wouldn't think about it again. Children don't talk to their parents about everything. Your parents are probably the one person or persons that you can talk to that don't judge you. It will do absolutely anything, and I mean anything, to help you through your situation if you allow them to. I think there's huge pressure on young men to do well in work, to support a family, to get married, to, you know, and that's not for everybody. And I think they need to be able to see what's happening. I think men generally are bad at talking to their peers. Women, we kind of get together and talk about our problems, and no, we don't necessarily always resolve them, but we talk about them and can identify with other people going through the same, and you kind of don't feel so alone. But I think men just don't do that. They don't talk about their issues. It's almost seen like a weakness. He would have done anything for anybody. So I almost feel I need to continue that on. I'm still talking to a number of his friends who I know are struggling with it. And talking to me, we can identify our problems together. And these are young men. And they feel they can talk to me because they know that I know how they feel. And I'm encouraging them to talk because it's important that they do. I don't want another one of them thinking their way out is suicide, because a heartbreak it leaves behind, it is the worst pain ever. So if I can help someone else out there think, no, I'm not in a good place and it's because of a reason or whatever, I'll go to my mum or I'll go to my dad, or I've got a brother or I've got a sister or I've got a friend, I'll go to them and I'll talk to them. That will be positive. That will be something that Stephen would have done himself. He would have been more than happy to talk to somebody or help somebody. Or so that's what I want, to make sure we raise that it's okay to talk. It's the right thing to do.